Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me as we continue on in a message, The Mind of Christ. We were speaking of the transformation that occurred in the life of the disciples when they were baptized with the Holy Spirit and fire on the day of Pentecost. They loved the Lord. They were grieved. They didn't understand a great deal, but then they rejoiced exceedingly because they thought everything was over when Jesus was crucified. But Jesus came back to them, resurrected from the dead, and they had exceeding great joy. For 3 years, the living Word of God, Jesus, had lived among them. He had shown them the ways of the Father. He had performed mighty acts and miracles and delivered those who were oppressed by the devil. He had breathed on them, and He said, "Receive you the Holy Spirit." But then He had prayed the Father that in fact, He said, "It's necessary that I go so that the Holy Spirit can come back upon you. I will send Him to you. He's one just like me," and would complete the process, if you will, and giving them power, citizens of an unseen world, the kingdom of God, which is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. Beloved, we cannot escape our scriptural Christ-ordered duty to stay and work in this world. What happened when they were baptized with the Holy Spirit and they spoke with new tongues? And remember, James talks about the tongue being the most unruly member of our body. I think that's one of the reasons God used that as an evidence of the baptism of the Holy Spirit, to show that the tongue was surrendered to God, that complete willingness to surrender and yield to the Spirit of God. And as we look at the fourth chapter of the book of Acts, well, we see what happened in the third chapter. Peter and John went up to the temple to pray at the hour of prayer, and they saw a lame man where he had been for years as they went into the temple. And he said, "Silver and gold I don't have," Peter said, "but such as I have, I give to thee in the name of Jesus, rise and walk." And of course, that stirred a tremendous commotion among the religious leaders. And in chapter 4, it says they brought them into the temple, and they wanted to know in verse 7 of chapter 4, when they had set them in the midst, they asked them, "By what power or by what name have ye done this?" They want to know, how was the lame man healed? Then Peter, filled with the Holy Ghost, said unto them, "Ye rulers of the people and elders of Israel, if we this day be examined of the good deed done to this impotent man, by what means he is made whole, be it known unto you and to all the people of Israel that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom ye crucified, whom God raised from the dead, even by him doth this man stand here before you whole." And then in verse 13, when they saw the boldness of Peter and John and perceived that they were unlearned and ignorant men, they marveled, and they took knowledge of them that they had been with Jesus. Beloved, the commission the disciples had to go into all the world and preach the gospel, that's never been rescinded. Those are the last words of Jesus to his church. And we have a commission, each one of us, in our own area of influence. God knows different seasons in our lives, whether we're young or up in years. God has a plan for every season of our lives. And when Jesus said that we were to stay and work in this world. Some people have taken the scripture to keep yourselves unspotted from the world, means basically to hide or retreat from it, and don't have anything to do with the people in the world. And of course, that's just a lie of the devil. We can't stay in isolation, nor can we stay in it and fight it by always being on the defensive. If we take a negative attitude, beloved, toward everything we do or what the world stands for or proposes, we shut ourselves off from the people. How will they know we're Christians? By the love that we show one to another, especially, and to them, a heart of compassion, to have the heart that Jesus has. We can't succumb to the world also and go back into the realm of servitude to sin. We once were children of darkness, but now we are children of light. So what do? We surrender the world around us to the Lord. Whatever our circumstances are, wherever we find ourselves, and we surrender ourselves, most importantly, to God, asking that we receive from Him the right words to speak at the right time to those around us. The Apostle Paul, in Acts, the 26th chapter, verses 16 through 18, was sent to help the people in the world. Therefore, he came in social contact with them. He was delivered from people. He walked among them, however, as the light of God and not as a coward. He had the love of God in his heart, and we are to have that same love. Let me just turn to find that scripture. That's Acts, the 26th chapter, verses 16 through 18. And this was when Jesus, you know, he had that experience on the road to Damascus. And the Lord says to him, "Rise and stand upon thy feet, for I have appeared unto thee for this purpose, to make thee a minister and a witness, both of these things which thou hast seen, and of those things in which I will appear unto thee, delivering thee from the people and from the Gentiles, unto whom now I send thee." In other words, he was letting him know there could be opposition, but I will deliver you. What was the purpose? To open their eyes and to turn them from darkness to light and from the power of Satan unto God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and inheritance among them which are sanctified by faith that is in me. That was the commission that Paul received. That is the commission that we have. We are light set upon a hill. And Jesus said you can't set a light on a hill and then put it under a bushel. The Christians in the book of Acts were free outwardly as well as inwardly. Peter, of course, is our best example. He did want to do the will of God. He loved Jesus. But until he was filled with the Spirit, basically his soul or his unconscious or subconscious mind wouldn't allow him to be discipled in the fullness and completeness of surrender that God wanted him to have in order to fulfill his calling, God's calling on his life. He said that he would die for the Lord, didn't he? But what did he do? Well, in the weakness of his flesh, the soul nature, he denied him. He cursed and vowed that he didn't know Jesus. But what happened? The day he was filled with the Spirit, his whole person, his spirit, his soul, his whole mind, conscious and unconscious, was taken over by God. And he became the spokesman for the whole number that day on Pentecost. Remember, he preached to over 3,000 people. He was a new man. A new man, beloved, that's what the Lord desires to make of us, to fill us with his might, to fill us with his power as we surrender to him. And just as Peter, just as Paul was empowered from on high, we also can experience that. Praise God. And so, you know, as we still have a few moments left in the broadcast, I'd like to take some time to pray right now. Father, Lord, we come to you, and Lord, words are very inadequate, but Lord, you know we have our conscious, logical minds. We will to do the will of God, just as Peter said, you know, I'm willing to die for you, Lord. But Lord, when it comes, when the rubber meets the road, so often we find in our own lives, we capitulate, we give in, we fall into temptation. We allow ourselves to be less than what you would call us to be, than that high calling. And so, Father, we're asking that you would take control as we surrender that part of those, that part of our soul, our will and our emotions, our unconscious or subconscious mind, Lord, that part of us that sometimes we don't seem to have control over. Father, we're asking you to take control. Lord, not that we become automatons or servants, but we then become liberated in the power of Christ. Father, we desire that power from on high, that fearless courage that has filled your people throughout the centuries. Lord, those that were willing to die for the cause of Christ, they would face the lions, they would face the stake, they would take all manner of persecutions because they knew the truth. They knew, Lord, that you were a king that was coming to set up your kingdom, and we were already part of it. The kingdom is within us, Lord. We know there's a time when the kingdom will be external, when the king returns. Until that, Lord, until that time, keep us yielded and surrendered to you that we might bring glory to the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Praise God. Lord, that's the high calling, beloved, that we have. The high calling, the same calling that was on the apostles. No, they weren't different because they were with Jesus. They were with Jesus, but God entrusted the gospel to them. They wrote it down, and we have the words today and that same commission to do the works that God has called us to do, and even greater works, because he's gone to the Father. Well, I love you, and we will continue on tomorrow's broadcast and see, in conclusion, what the Word has to say. I love you. I thank you for joining me, and if you have prayer needs, I invite you to write. The announcer will give our contact information. Should you desire to email for convenience, if you'd like a personal response back by means of letter, please share your mailing address. I love you and pray for you every day. This is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh, behold.